This is KUT. Texas officials are trying again to take state funding away from Planned Parenthood in Texas. This time, they're kicking the chain of women's health clinics out of the state's Medicaid program. KUT's Asha Lopez reports the move could affect roughly 11,000 Medicaid recipients across the state.
Planned Parenthood officials got a letter Tuesday saying the state is terminating its Medicaid contract with them in 30 days. According to state officials, Planned Parenthood got more than $4 million from that contract during the last fiscal year. So the financial impact could be a big one for Planned Parenthood, which uses those funds to provide cancer screenings, birth control, and STD testing to Medicaid enrollees. Yvonne Gutierrez is with Planned Parenthood's political action arm.
It is easily safe to say that this is just yet another effort by the state of Texas that will impact low-income women from receiving access to care.
It was just a couple of years ago that Texas officials kicked Planned Parenthood and other clinics that also provide abortions out of the state's family planning program. Joseph Potter is a researcher with the Texas Policy Evaluation Project. He found that decision made it harder for women to prevent unwanted pregnancies in the state. Potter says if this contract termination goes through, it's likely to have a similar effect on access to birth control and other health care.
It's a blow to the women who are Medicaid enrolled and getting services from Planned Parenthood because they've got to go find someplace else. And it's not that easy. The new place may ask them to get tests. They may not have the method they're using in stock, and, you know, other things can go wrong.
Potter says women in rural areas could be most affected, but he says they won't be the only ones.
It's going to be worse where Planned Parenthood is the main and perhaps only provider than in some place where it's a large city like Houston. But even so, Houston, it's not guaranteed that you can just walk across the street and find another provider.
Potter says in bigger cities, transportation costs have become a barrier to access. Because Medicaid serves women living in poverty, Potter says asking them to find a new provider and a way to get there could be tough in some cases. Yvonne Gutierrez with Planned Parenthood says they're seeking a court order to stop the Medicaid cuts from going into effect.
No matter what, we will pursue this legal effort and legal challenge here in Texas and continue to provide the care that that women need.
In its letter notifying Planned Parenthood of the move, the state says it's terminating the contract because of an undercover video from 2015 purporting to show Planned Parenthood officials selling fetal tissue. The video was highly edited, and a grand jury eventually took no action against Planned Parenthood. However, the Texas Office of the Inspector General says the video shows, quote, numerous violations of generally accepted standards of medical practice. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.